Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Wednesday, the 17th of November, recording at 5:45 p.m. And that's Greenwich Mean Time. Now, this is earlier than I normally record, and well before the close on Wall Street. But I'd mentioned in last night's audio that a combination of business functions has necessitated this earlier completion, which will suit some and possibly not others. Normal recording times will resume next week. Now, first, a quick look at the highlights here today. The Asian stock markets were mostly a little bit easier. I think possibly the biggest fall was the Hang Seng Index, which is down 2%. The European stock markets, though, have closed with modest gains of under 1%. The Americas, Wall Street seesawing a little bit, but mostly showing slight gains, and we see that across the Central and Southern American markets as well. In long-dated government bonds, we have some steadier action in the prices in the futures contracts. The exception is, at the moment, is the U.S. long bond, which is down a fraction. The U.S. dollar having rallied, dollar index at any rate, having rallied pretty much every day for the last fortnight, is a little bit easier in here today at 78.99 as I speak. Precious metals have firmed a bit following their reactions. We see small gains, except for platinum, which shows a small loss at the moment. And the crude oil market has continued its reaction down to 80.78. That's down $1.56. Industrial metals are mixed, as are the agricultural commodities. In the grain and bean complex, wheat's showing the best gain at the moment. Okay, so what's going on here overall? Well, as we've been discussing in every one of these audios and had forewarned beforehand, that 12 consecutive weeks of gains in most stock markets had created short-term overbought conditions and overextensions relative to the rising 200-day moving averages, which we regard as an approximation of the trend mean. When markets move in one direction only, that tends to not last all that long, and so inevitably it will spill over into a period of reaction and consolidation corrections. The big question is how much and for how long? Well, I mentioned a moment ago mean reversion corrections. So I think we will see indices pull back and range closer to those rising moving averages. My guess is that the less overextended indices will see what I would classify more as reactions, which would be smaller pullbacks, probably under 10%, and more likely in the sort of 5% category. Although this is analytical guesswork at this stage, the markets will show us. Some of the much more overextended indices are susceptible to larger reactions and pullbacks. Now, the main question, though, is this just the so-called healthy correction, which creates another buying opportunity, or is it something considerably more worrying? And inevitably, whenever a correction starts, the more it persists, or a reaction starts, the more it persists, the more people worry about it, citing, in this instance, Ireland, Greece, Portugal, China tightening, risks of slower growth and all that. Well, I'm very much in the camp that's expecting reactions and consolidations within the overall upward trends, because I think that valuations were not so extreme as to derail the bull market. I think that while the progressing, what most people call emerging markets, are raising interest rates, they're still negative. In other words, below the prevailing rates of inflation, largely because these countries did not want their currencies to rally too sharply. And therefore, I don't think that small increases at rates or negative rates that we currently have are a significant headwind for equities. At some point, the rates will become positive, meaning above the prevailing rates of inflation, and that will be a headwind and eventually, presumably, end the cyclical bull markets that we're seeing. But that's probably some way down the road, depending on events. It's not a problem for today, I would suggest. So, by and large, I think the overall environment remains favorable. What I had been prior to this correction been most concerned about was the overextension of commodity prices, and I'd been worrying about commodity price inflation, as you know. And the markets, talk in the markets now, mentions this as a real prospect. Well, yes, but the froth has been blown off the commodity markets, and so that has bought more time, not least and crucially for crude oil, because that's gone from the high 80s back down close to the $80 level, and therefore is still within its range that we've seen for the last year or more. And I do maintain that eventual another upturn I do maintain that a significant spike in crude oil prices, which I expect at some point, will be a problem, not only for stock markets, but for the global economy, and the two are not unrelated, obviously. But that's not a problem today. And I think that while markets will worry about the rises that had taken place in commodities earlier on during this corrective phase, and my point is that some of the heat is off for at least the short term, and that's a net positive overall. Now, what about currencies? Again, another big concern of many people, and something that I did not expect, but certainly did not want to see, was a collapsing U.S. dollar. Well, we've seen a fair amount of short covering in the U.S. dollar recently. That's one reason why the commodity markets have pulled back. And therefore, the dollar is back within a ranging phase against most currencies. And so that's taken some of the pressure off in terms of other stress factors for the global economy and therefore also global stock markets. So not a bad environment overall, but we're only a week or two into this pullback and consolidation in stock markets, and we can expect it to last a while. And on that note, all the best to all of you.